Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
All right, well, you've probably heard about the fact that I'm having my latest book, The Physician's Guide to Money and Life. It is available right now. Now, of course, you can buy it from Amazon, but if you want the best deal possible, what you're going to want to do is buy it from me by texting DocBook, that's D-O-C-B-O-O-K, that's one word, DocBook, to 44222. Or, of course, you can go to the website, which is drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook. Now, I'm offering all kinds of bonuses with this. Make sure to check out the website, send the text, and we'll shoot you right over so you can check it out. Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the newest episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, you've probably heard that there's a new book out there that you could buy, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life. And this book you can pick up by texting DocBook, D-O-C-B-O-O-K, to 44222. Again, DocBook, D-O-C-B-O-O-K, that's all one word, to 44222. Of course, you can check out the website at drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook. drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about the creation of the book, about why I kind of felt I had to share more beyond my initial books that I have written, which included The Tax Reduction Prescription, The Freedom Formula, 5 Steps to Get Out of Debt, and The Insurance Guide for Physicians. So I've written all of those different books. Why add another one to the mix? And frankly, one of the things that inspired me, which I think is always good to do, is to collaborate with other people. You know, in my career, I've seen time and time again the power of collaboration. And in this book, I had a lot of material already written, and I decided, you know what, it would be fun to share this experience with others. And so I went out, and as I've had this podcast, I've had the pleasure of meeting with all kinds of different people. Past podcast guest Josh Metal, he and I talked about maybe teaming up on a book specifically for residents and fellows. Talked with John Apino, talked with Bo Liu briefly, talked with Amanda Liu. And what was fantastic about Amanda was how incredibly productive she was. I mean, my goodness, this girl turned out blog post after blog post after blog post, and she was so excited about getting a book done and being able to share my content with her audience and her content with my audience. And so the two of us were just so excited for that. And along the way, Amanda unfortunately started encountering health issues. As is totally public knowledge now, she turned out that she was suffering from being bipolar. And I remember getting a call from her one day of talking about how she couldn't sleep and that she just didn't think she could make it. And I didn't know what to do with that call outside of encourage her and tell her, you have so much to work for. And by the end of the call, I thought she was okay. And I gave her some suggestions for things that helped my youngest daughter with sleeping. And she seemed to be doing okay. So I thought everything was kind of okay by that conversation. Only a month later, found out that she committed suicide. And along this whole way, you know, I was kind of pushing the book project forward, and that brought everything to a grinding halt. And I started questioning myself, should I even put this out there? Amanda had put a lot of work into the chapters. Is this something that would look like I'm just trying to profit off of her passing away? How would her family feel about this? And so I've really been cautious about this whole process. I questioned myself, and at the end of the day, really decided that this project is something worthwhile. This project has lots of valuable knowledge that people should have. And so that's why for this book, I'm throwing so many different things at it, because I want you to know that this is not a profit motive by any stretch of the means when I write this book. And when the people that have co-written it with me, Amanda having passed away. As a matter of fact, what I'm hoping to do is break even on the production costs, which was about $1,000 to $1,500. And then from there, have all of the profits of the book go to helping Amanda's daughter, as well as helping out the Physician Support Initiative, which is something that she started, which frankly, I have no idea even how that's going to work. But I am going to do the best I can, and I would love to have your help in making that happen. But of course, this book isn't just about the charitable mission. It is about encouraging financial literacy. In the book, we cover everything from mindset to debt to buying your first house to contracts to investments to a roadmap for how I think is a good roadmap, depending upon where you're at in your stage of life, that you can follow for that cash, piles of cash mentality that I talk about in the podcast. This book doesn't cover so much some of the alternative things that I hope to do in a future book that might be a couple years down the line. This book has been a labor of love. It's been painful to go through. And so I wanted to share with you an excerpt from the book. And I was looking through it, and I said, gosh, should I do one of my chapters? Should I do Amanda's chapters? And as I flipped through and looked at the book, you know, I really think one of my favorite chapters is one of Amanda's. And unfortunately, she's not here with us to share this. I would have loved to have had her on it, but bear with me as I read through this excerpt of the book. This is chapter 12, Five Reasons Why Credit Card Debt Trumps Student Loan Debt. After reading the last chapter, you may be intrigued. On the other hand, maybe you are sitting here reading this and you are super skeptical. You are wondering, really? Are you serious? She wants me to take out credit card debt? Yes, I am serious. You can do this. Are you kidding me? Just look at the interest rate. First of all, the highest interest rate I have ever paid to a credit card company is 1.7%. In fact, I have not paid a penny of interest other than that of my student loans since January of 2014. I have been indeed borrowing negative interest money to pay off my student loans and max out my retirement savings. Why would anyone choose 6.8% interest rate over negative to 1.7% interest rate debt? Reason number one, compare federal loans to 0% credit cards. Now, I know there's a stigma and fear associated with credit card debt, but to me, what's more scary is debt snowballing at a 7% interest rate while I sleep, work, and eat. And there's a table here on this page that says the federal student loan interest rate's fixed, and it shows the various interest rates show how rates have increased more recently, as high as to about the 7% many of us are familiar with. Now, reason number two, the origination fees. Check out the origination fees on the previous page, which the origination fees can be 4%, 6%, 7%, 5%, depending upon the kind of loan. It's higher than the credit card balance transaction fees. Now, the balance transfer fee offers I had gotten throughout medical school included a 1% transaction fee for 15 months balance transfer checks at 0% APR. To put it in plain language, private banks were charging me 1% upfront for me to borrow money up to my credit limit for 15 months interest rate free. So what is the true cost or the effective interest of such a debt offer? 1% divided by 1.25 years is 0.8%. you can see it two different ways to compare apples to apples. Number one, the balance transfer had $0 origination fee, an effective 0.8% interest annually, versus student loan with a 4.27% transaction fee, which becomes your principal the moment your loan disperses, and a 6.8% interest rate. Now, here's the second way. The balance transfer has a 0.8% origination fee, an effective 0% interest rate annually, versus a student loan with a 4.27% transaction fee, which becomes your principal, and 6.8% interest rate. No matter which way you look at it, this is how credit card debt is better than student loans. How are student loans a better deal? Nowadays, my balance transfer offers are either 0% transaction fee for 15 months at 0% interest rate, or a 2% transaction fee for 14 months of 0% interest rate. And she shows a table here of the origination fees, which can range from 0% up to about 4.3%, depending upon the kind of loans. All right, well, let's take a pause here for a second and go to our commercial break. Well, if you are like some members of my audience, you are committed to being an amazing doctor and succeeding at life. But the truth is, you've never had all this financial training during medical school, and you're just struggling with enough time to do it all. Well, my friend, over 2 years ago, I started on this journey of writing my next book. And it was a book for residents and fellows, and I reached out to a few potential authors, and Amanda Liu joined me on this journey. Finally, it is available, The Physician's Guide, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life. It is packed with pretty much anything and everything you want to know as a young physician. Millionaire mindset, debt payoff, buying your first home, and contract negotiation. Now, of course, you can pick it up at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any major vendor. However, if you want the best deal possible, you are going to want to get it from me by texting DOCBOOK, that's all one word, DOCBOOK, to 44222, or going to drfreedompodcast.com/DOCBOOK. Now, why am I suggesting to do this? Well, it's because I am offering the sun, the moon, and the stars when you buy it directly from me, because not only will you get a physical copy of the book, for only about $25, $24.95, you are going to get the following as a bonus. Of course, the physical copy of the book, an electronic copy of the book, an audio copy of my other book, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, all of the episodes of The Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, over 4 seasons worth of material, and you're going to get an electronic copy of the newest edition of the Tax Reduction Prescriptions. And on top of that, you're going to get a whole new write-up on my journey in land investing. You're going to get exclusive content on that as I am going forward. My friends, this is over $100 retail of priceless knowledge. Are you ready to pick up this book and all the bonuses and get all that financial training that you've desired? You're going to get it from me by texting DOCBOOK. Again, that's all one word, DOCBOOK, to 44222. Or going to www.drfreedompodcast.com/DOCBOOK. To snag your copy now, text DOCBOOK to 44222. Or going to drfreedompodcast.com/DOCBOOK. And now, back to the show. Here's reason number 3. The rewards / incentives to charge on credit than to ask Uncle Sam. Now, let's talk about borrowing negative interest money from credit cards to fund your education rather than paying 4.3% loan origination fee with 6.8% accrual on what you borrowed. In medical school, when I charge my trimester tuition of $15,000 every 4 months, I make anywhere between $150 to $300 cash back. I can make even more if I redeem the points for gift cards or flight mileage rather than cold cash. If I were to borrow from Uncle Sam the same $15,000 for 4 months of medical school education, I would have been charged a $600 origination fee and have debt principal of $15,600 snowballing at a 6.8% interest rate the minute the loan disperses. In comparison, It is a few days later when I get the check and cash it with cards. That's a 900% difference up front with cards. Then either I ride the 0% interest rate for 18 months, or I let the 6.8% interest from Uncle Sam crush me for the same 1.5 years. What would you choose? Reason number four, when banks compete, you win. Discover, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, Citibank, and American Express were all competing for my debt. They were hoping to bait and switch on me, i.e., get hit with a 17% interest rate after the promotion ends. However, when banks compete, borrowers win. Do you know how many competitors are against Uncle Sam? Nada. Zero. Zilch. As Uncle Sam monopolizes the federal student loan market, they charge whatever they like. While private banks can borrow 0% interest rate, prime rate for a while, as you recall, from feds and taxpayer dollars from you and me. In comparison, the education arm of the feds decidedly, arbitrarily, to charge those who want to advance their education 6.8%. You can see where our national value lies. The value is clearly in business, not in education. Because of all the banks competing the bait and switch on me, I never ran out of offers. As I write right now, I have $0 student loans, $0 consumer credit card debt, and the only debt I will have in a few weeks is the mortgage of my second dream home. I still get 10 plus credit card balance transfer offers as the banks hope that I will bite their bait and stick around for the switch. While these same banks are the same faceless corporations who charged my dad 30% interest rate when he missed a payment 10 years ago, I don't feel bad to fund my education with their negative to 1.7% interest rate loans. The reason number five, what to do when life goes down the toilet. When things go really, really bad, student loans stay. Credit card debt is discharged in bankruptcy. So what's the message here? Don't mess with Uncle Sam. While I pay back every penny that I owe, principal and interest, to Uncle Sam and to the private banks, the white coat investor raised a good point. I even thought to myself, well, what if you just left all that debt on the credit cards and just declared bankruptcy at the end of medical school? Student loans don't go away in bankruptcy, but credit card debt sure does. By the time you get out of residency 3 to 5 years later, that bankruptcy is almost out of your record. Unethical? Of course. But geez, I can't say it wouldn't be tempting when staring a $400,000 student loan in the face. While per my personal moral standards, I will not advise anyone to do the above. I'm sure that WCI also did not intend to encourage intentional bad debt. What I do see, though, if a PGY3 gets disabled and can no longer finish medical training or practice medicine, yet he, she has $400,000 of student loans at 7% interest rate from the feds, he indeed would have been better off to have those debts on credit cards and file bankruptcy. Some final thoughts here for you. Credit card debt has been known to negatively shape a financial future. 20% plus in interest is no way to finance a college education, especially when that interest compounds. However, when you turn the tables on the banks and the credit card companies and pay these things off quickly, you can be way ahead of the game. Just imagine what it would be like to pay 0% in interest instead of 6.8% with origination fees. What do you think? Are you ready to make the leap? In short, I'm way more scared of borrowing from Uncle Sam, the monopolizer of government-issued student loans, than borrowing from credit card companies / private banks in a highly competitive market favoring consumers. What about you? How do you feel about these strategies? Let me know. You can find my contact info and more of my advice and adventures at www.drwisemoney.com. And that, my friends, is an excerpt from the book, chapter 12 of it. And this is a chapter, a thought that personally influenced me of how I acquired 0% interest rate credit card debt to fund an asset of buying city building kit, the mobile gaming kit business that I had bought. As a matter of fact, I'm considering doing it again for the land business, using other people's money at crazy interest rates in order to make this work, which is a fantastic idea if you have the ability to pay it off when you're buying assets, particularly doing smaller amounts of debt like we're looking at here. And Amanda just had so many good points here, everything from getting rid of your student loans, the origination fees, all of those things that happen. Now, I will tell you the challenge of all of this is as you get started to get 0% interest rate credit cards, particularly as a medical student, you might be able to get a few thousand dollars, but it could be difficult to get large amounts. So for example, when I applied for my first 0% interest rate credit card that I did a little over a year ago, my credit line was about 15K, and we have knocked that down significantly. So now it's only a few thousand bucks. But as you pay things down, of course, as Amanda said, you get more and more offers. So it's kind of snowballs as the thing gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you can move the balances around and make it all work. And what Amanda did was did a lot of tutoring that helped to help her study, as well as getting paid at the same time, which allowed her to pay off a lot of these credit cards pretty early on in her journey. And so, my friends, that is the end of the podcast today. If you want to check out more, want to check out the book, of course, text DocBook, D-O-C-B-O-O-K,